Today's shir is Masechta Zochim Daf Hey. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Hey Amen Aleph at the end of the third line. Says my Rami Reish Lakish Amayer Be'Medrashi Umakshi. Reish Lakish was laying in the Beis Medrash on his stomach as his face was facing downward, and he asked a question on what we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah began with the Halacha that kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shloi lishman, that all kabbanis that are brought shloi lishman are ksherim, but le'olu l'balam shleim chayva, but the owner has not fulfilled his obligation with that type of a carbon. And his question was, im ksherim heim, if the carbon is a kashra carbon, then yirtzu, that they should have the ability to effect a kapara for the owner. And if loy v'mein meratzim, so if they don't, and if they don't affect that, whatever the owner who's bringing it needs, then the question is lama bon, why are they brought? So Rashi explains that he was laying on his stomach because that was the way they were used to lay on their stomach. Although the Gemara Masechta the Brachos, the Gemara Masechta the Nida says that Rabbi Shub and Levi would curse anyone who laid in the practice. Laid prakton. So it's sort of difficult to understand. So Rashi explains the prakton means to lay on your back. And as we just explained, Reish Lakish was laying on his stomach. But there are many other Rishonim, the Aruch and Rabbeinu Chananel, who say that prakton means both laying on the back and laying on the stomach. And if that's the case, how can we say that Reish Lakish laid that fashion? So some say that Rami al-Mavoi doesn't mean that he laid on his stomach. As we're learning, that's not the way one should be laying. Rather, he laid with his head down. He found this question so difficult that he had to put his head down to try to concentrate to come up with an answer. Others explain that the Gemara is trying to teach us that we know from other places in Shas the Reish Lakish was heavy and still, and he was so uncomfortable that he was tossing and turning as he was laying down because it was hard for him to be in one place. But no matter what, he still was learning Torah. And the question that Reish Lakish asked is, if we learned, as we learned extensively in our previous year, that the Zvicha, that the Shechita has to be Lishma, the question is, how do we understand that halacha? We learned in our previous year that all these different types, all these various parts of the bringing of the carbon have to be done Lishma. And the question is, how do we understand that Gemara? Where, if it means that the halacha absolutely requires it, so if the halacha absolutely requires that type, that so then how could that carbon be brought? And if not, why is it not Meratzim? And the Brisker Rav actually embellishes that question. The Brisker Rav says that part of the Gemara's question is that there is no precedent in Halacha for finding that on one hand you should bring the carbon, and on the other hand the carbon doesn't accomplish anything. If you're supposed to bring this, if the carbon should be brought, then it should be able to accomplish. And if it doesn't, it doesn't, says the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Loza, to which Rebbe Loza responded, Metzina b'boin lachamisa. The halacha will be that if a carbon is brought after somebody passes away, that the halacha is shenk sherim, that the carbon is a kosher carbon, but still aim meratzin. The halacha is that they don't affect the kapara. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Kinim discusses a yoledes. And a yoledes, a woman who had a baby, brings a carbon oil and a carbon chatos after she finishes 80 days by a girl, 40 days by a boy. And the Mishnah teaches us, Heisha, and it's a, and this is actually, as we discussed in Masechta Ahirius, an example of a carbon oil of a yared, because a wealthy woman brings a keves la'ayla and a bird for a carbon chattis, and a poor woman brings two birds, one bird for oil and one bird for chattis. And the Mishnah teaches us in Masech Tchinim, he shivei chattasa, if a woman brought her carbon chattis, v'mesa, and then she passes away, yavai yarshim ailosa, the yarshim bring her carbon oil. The Mishnah says that she already brought the karm chattis. But if she had not brought the karm chattis before she was niftar, we can't bring the karm oila, because that chattis can no longer be brought, because that would be a chattis shemesa balaa. And as we're going to learn very many times in Amasechta, there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, the chattis shemesa balaa, chattis that the owner passed away, cannot be brought. And the Ramban explains that if the chattis can't be brought, then the oila, as we're also going to learn, is only brought after the karm chattis. If there's no karm chattis, there's no carbon oila. However, there is the Rishonim do add that here we just learned that in order that she should be able, or the Yarshim should bring the carbon oila, that she had to have brought the karma chattis. What would have been if she didn't actually bring the karma chattis, but she was mafresh the karma chattis? What would be halacha then? Is the fact that she was already mafresh the karma chattis enough, or that they could bring the karma oila, or do we need that she actually have to have brought the karma chattis? And as the Rishonim explained, this halacha that we're learning, that whenever you have to bring a karm chattis and then bring a karm oila, is not to be understood that the proper order is to bring the karm chattis, and after you bring the karm chattis, then bring the karm oila. It's much deeper than that. Until the karm chattis is brought, there is no chiyuv karm oila. And therefore, if she never had the opportunity to bring the karm chattis, then she doesn't bring the karm oila. And actually, as I saw, the Meches Chinuch discusses that question: what does it mean when we say that the chattis precedes the oila? How does the halacha look at that question? Does it mean that there's no chiyuv karm oila until the karm chattis is brought? And that will help understand the opinions that say that if the chattis wasn't actually brought, there won't be a carbon oila. Or is it more a question of that the chattis has to be always identified before the oila? And that will explain the opinion of the Rishonim that say that the chattis has to be designated. And once the chattis was designated, even though the oila wasn't brought, it's enough that the yarshim should now bring the oila. So the halacha is, hishe shevei chatosa, again, to learn pashup shat, that this woman did bring a karm chattis, and then the mason, then she passed away before she was able to bring the oila. The halacha is, yaviu yarshim as oilasa. The yarshim should bring the karm oila. But if she brought her carbon oil and then she passed away, that if somebody even designated a karma chattis and then passed away, there's a loch l'mashim sinai that halachas l'misa. So we have here a case that this person passed away, the simple case, where she brought a karma chattis, and before she had the opportunity to bring the carbon oila, she passed away. The yarshim bring the oila. Now the oila will not affect a kapara for her. Why will the oila not affect the kapara for her? For the very reason that we say the chattis mesu balea, that the halacha we just said is that if a owner died, you don't bring chalechus lamisa, because the purpose of a carbon chattis is to affect the kapara, and if the person is no longer here, it doesn't affect the kapara. Here, we're learning that the oila should be brought. Now, the oila is not going to affect any kapara. And so, even though the oila is not going to be affecting any kapara for this person, because unfortunately, she's no longer here. So we see that a carbon can be brought, even though there is no kapara happening. So that's, says the Gemara, the understanding of what Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish says, where do we find that you have a carbon without affecting kapara? Here we just saw how you could bring a kapara, how you have a kapara, how you could have it without bring the carbon, even though it's not going to affect the kapara. So Reish Lakish says, Madina lach ba'ayla. I agree by carbon ayla that it could be brought, even though it won't affect, the kapara. Das yilacha misa, because there is no halacha that you can't bring a kapara after the after misa. And since there's no such a halacha that you can't bring a kapara after misa, that's why I will agree with you. Asham deloyas yilacha misa, but he says, what about a carbon asham that cannot be brought after the person is not alive? Menolon, how do we know that it could affect the kapara, even though it could be brought, even though the person will not have a kapara? Amalai, harei machlokasai betzitcha. He says, actually, learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, indeed, that the halacha is by a carbon asham, that the asham is treated like a carbon chatas, and that the halacha is that a carbon asham that's brought shalai l'shma should not be brought altogether. Because since it can't affect the kapara, don't bring it. Amar, so Reish Lakish says to him, Reish Lakish says to Reb Elazar, Zeh she'amar lav adam gadol hu? Is this the people that say he's such a great individual? Kamana na mishnah mishleima. I quoted a mishnah. I quoted the opinion of the chachamim, that the opinion of the chachamim is that even asham that's brought shalai l'shma, the halacha should be brought, the owners don't get credit. Now you're bringing me Reb Elazar's opinion. My question isn't from Reb Elazar. My question is from the Chachamim. Ella Amr Reish Lakish, Eftach Ano Piskel Nafshai. He says, I asked the question, and he says, I'm going to give an answer. The Pasuk says, as we quoted at the beginning of the Masechta, and the question is, the pasuk, as we've been discussing, there are two types of kabbonis, neder and nedava. And how do we understand this pasuk? The pasuk started, hi nedava nedahi. The pasuk said, started with it being a neder, and then switched it being a nedava. So, it goes back to what we said before, that you have to bring another carbon, but the carbon that you brought will be effective. So Reb Elazar, by Reish Lakish, by quoting the pasuk of Maitzis Asecha Tishmar, that we learned that the Torah is teaching us that even though when you brought the carbon improperly, it was brought, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, it was brought Shalai L'shma. For example, you brought a carbon Ayla for a shlomim, it has the kedusha of an oila, but it's le'olo balam l'shem chayva. And we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, based on this pasuk, that if even though the first part of bringing the carbon was done shalai l'shma, and that means that the owner will not get credit, but the rest of the avoida of this carbon should be done with the proper intent. So if we have a carbon oila, even though a mistake was made and it was an oila that was brought as a shlomim, the halacha still tells us that the rest of the carbon should be brought as if it was a carbon oila. But I saw that the Merkabah Mishnah says, we've been learning in our shiurim that there are two different situations where a person can have the proper intent. You could have shinui kodesh, like we just explained, where you had a mind for a different carbon than the carbon really is. And you could have shini bailim for a different owner. Says the Mekeves HaMishnah that only when you have shinu kodesh is the halacha that as soon as you realize that you made a mistake, you should revert back and bring it for what it really was meant. But by shini bailim, he says the halacha that we just said, that you have to do the rest of the avodas properly, doesn't apply. Once you had a machshava shinui bailim, there is no reason to have any more kavana for the real owner. because the real owner is anyway, he explains, not going to be getting credit for this carbon. The Zevach Taida disagrees, and he says that even though the owner of this carbon is not going to get credit for this carbon, as we said, because there was a Machsheva Shini Bailim, it doesn't change that the Halacha tells us that when you do the rest of the Avodah on this carbon, you should do it properly. And doing the rest of the Avodah on this carbon, doing it properly, entails making sure that the rest of the Avodah should be done with the Machshava for the right owner and not have a Machshava of Shini Bailim. Says the Gemara, Yosef, Rav Zeira, Rav Yitzchak, Bar Abba, Yosef, Abai, Gabayu, V'yasu Kamri, Kasha, Leila, Reish, Lakish, Oshem, Deloy, Osir, Lachamisa, a carbon Oshem that doesn't come after somebody passes away, V'noslev, Talmuda, and he asked the question of Moitzis V'secha, that we learn that it is kosher, we don't get credit, Ema, Habab, Nadim, Nadova. Maybe we should say that when is that halacha, that if you brought the carbon with the raw machshava, it's still kosher. It's only by the type of carbon that can be brought as a neder or a nedava. That's where Lysi bring the carbon. For Lilirtsi, you just won't get credit for it. But an osham, which is loy Lysi klal, an osham that was brought shaloy lishma, perhaps should not be brought altogether, because it's not a carbon that's a neder or a nedava. It's a carbon that you're obligated to bring. And actually, as we often say, not only is it a carbon that one is obligated to bring, it's actually a carbon that you could only bring if you're obligated. One, Ashim Tali may be an exception. But besides an Ashim Tali, one can't just donate a carbon Ashim or carbon Chatos. You could only bring a carbon Ashim or carbon Chatos if you're obligated to bring that carbon Ashim or carbon Chatos. And maybe that's why here too, you should not be able to bring a carbon Asham, if you did it l'shmoy l'shmosh, you become entirely disqualified. Amalei, v'shlokish mehacha pasach. Says the Gemara, the pasuk, he learns from this pasuk. The pasuk says, v'shachar oisoy l'chatas. This is the source where we learn that a chatas that was brought shaloy l'shmo is pasul. And this is where we learn, oisoy. But a carbon chatas, the halach is l'shmo k'sheira. If you brought it l'shmo, it's kosher. But if you brought it shaloy l'shmo, it's possible. The kol hashakachim, we are guarding all other kabbanas shloy lishma ksherim, that they if they brought shloy lishma the kosher yochol yiratzu, we would think it's so kosher that they should even affect the kapara that this individual needs. So we have the pasuk gemaitzus osecha that much not. Ask the Gemara, but the Gemara is still not satisfied. Ve'ema abba that in the dava, that's where the Torah is distinguishing between a carbon chatas and other kabbanas, and saying habab nedav nedava laisi v'loy lirtzi oshem, but an oshem etzui nami lirtzi. Maybe the Torah is telling us that by carbon oshem, not only can you bring it if you brought it l'shlo l'shma, it'll be effective. Am Rabaya, oshem the mitzi lematzit amrit. You can't come with that kind of a conclusion. That's an unacceptable conclusion. Why? Because we're going to make a kavachoyma from an oila. Uma oila, sheinu mechaperis. The oila is not mechaper. Certainly it's not mechaper for a lav. Still, the halacha is that if it was brought shloy l'shmo. We go back to the first mission of the Masechta, Deinu Meratzi, you don't get credit. Oshin, which is stronger carbon, because it's mechaper on a lav. And then, Shenem Ratzah, if oil can't be effective when it was brought Shalai L'shma, certainly that will be the halacha by Kabban Oshem. It says, Demara, how could you learn from Oshem from oil? Oil has the Chumrah, Ma'ala Oil, Shekain Kalu. The oil is completely burnt in the Mizbeach, not the Oshem. It says, Demara, Shlomo Yechichu. The Kabban Shlomo is not burnt entirely in the Mizbeach. Yet, if you brought it Shalai L'shma, the owner doesn't get credit. Ma'al shlomim asked the Gemara Shekain Tun and the Sochim, but Tanufas Chaz V'Shoik. But shlomim have a chumrah that when you bring a karm shlomim, you have to bring the Sochim along. And there's a whole procedure of waving the Chaz V'Shoik, says the Gemara. Oila Tachiyach, there's no Nesachim or Tanufa by an Oila. The Chaz Adain, so this is a type of limud that we have often in Shas, a Tzara Shava. Lo Rizek Rizek. Darshan cannot be compared completely to the Oila. V'loi rizet krizet, nor could the Oshim be completely compared to the Shlomim. Hatzad shav mehem. But what's the common denominator? Shein kadoshim, shein kachim, they're kabonis. And the halacha shachtu shlo lishma, if they were brought shlo lishma, kshayim v'meratzim, will say the same thing by Oshim, she kodesh, it's a carbon, but the halacha will be that shachtu shlo lishma, kashav v'meratzim. Says the Gemara, Malat Sarah Shavbahan, but when we speak about a carbon ashram, a carbon shlomim, she can yeshtam betzibur. The carbon oiler, we have every morning the carbon oiler's tamid, which is a tzibur. The kifsei atzeres, which are brought on shvuas, are shalmei tzibur. So maybe, suggests the Gemara, only the carbonis that can be brought by the tzibur is there a halacha that if it was brought shlo lishma it's kashve meratzim, but the oshim, which is never a carbon tzibur, maybe there the halacha will be that if it's brought shlo lishma it's meratzah. To which says the Gemara, toida toichiach, that the carbon toida is a carbon that's also only bought by the yachid, and yet the halacha is that if somebody brought the carbon toida shlo lishma, it's kosher veina meratzim. Says the Gemara, but you can't bring a raya from the toida, because mala toida she can't tune a lechem. When somebody brings a carbon toida, he has to bring along with him, with it, 40 chalas, four times 10. Three of the time are a matzah type of chala, mafatana, rekikin, umervekes, and one type of bed is 10. It's chametz, 10 times 4 equals 40. One of each of the four types has to be given to the Kohanim, and the other 9, that means a total of 36, are eaten by the owner. So that's why the Gemara is suggesting you can't learn from Toida to Asham that doesn't have challah. But says the Gemara, Ola Shlom Yechichu. So that will bring right from Ola and Shlomim that don't have challahs. And now, again, suggest the Gemara will go with a tzara shava. Loi rizek rizev, loi rizek etzazep. Had tzara shava shemem, but what is the common denominator? Shein kedoshim. They're all kachim. Shachtin shloi lishman kasher veda maratza. Afani avi asham, says the Gemara, I'll use asham, shekenu kodesh. It's also a carbon, but the halacha will be that shachta lishloi lishma is kasher veda maratza. And that will be the source. Says the Mara, you can't, this tzara shava still won't work. Because mala tzara shava shabahen, she came born benedim and adover. All of these kabbalists that we just spoke about, the oila, the shlomim, the toida, are all kabbalists that one can donate. Whereas a carbon ashram, as we said a few moments ago, could only be brought b'chayva when you're obligated. Ela amar Rava, says Rava, how do we know that an Oshem that was brought Shloi Lishma, it's kosher, Veinu Meratza, because the Pasuk says, Zoyis HaTayr La'oila Mincha L'chattis Ula Oshem L'mluim Azevach HaShlomim, says the Gemara, Kisha HaKosov L'shlomim. What the Torah is doing in this Pasuk is comparing the Halacha of a carbon Oshem to the Halacha of a carbon Shlomim. Ma Shlomim Shein Kadoshim, Shein Kachim, Shachtim Shloi Lishman, Shlomim are kabbonis, but we know the halacha, as we keep on repeating, is that shlachton shloi lishmon ksheirim vein meratzim afani avi adit shem shu kodesh, that's kashif was brought shloi lishmon vein meratzim. But ask the Gemara, my chazdakish lishlomakish lachatos. So ask the Gemara, why do we prefer to compare the carbon asham to the carbon shlomim and say that it was brought shloi lishmon, it's kasher vein meratzim? Why don't we compare it to the chatos and say that it's not kosher altogether? Says the Gemara, we can't compare it to chatos, because as we said earlier, hamit rachmana oisa. The Torah said the word oisa by karmen chatos to say that the halacha that we're learning by karmen chatos only applies by karmen chatos, not by any other carbon. Simon hanash basar. Yosef Huna Rav Nachman v'Yosef Rav Sheshik Abayu. Rav Huna Rav Nachman was sitting, and Rav Sheshik was sitting with them v'Yosef Kamri, and Rav Huna Rav Nachman saying, Kashle l'Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish had a question that Oshim de Layosi Lacha Misa, that Oshim that can't be brought after the person passed away, that why is it kosher? Why is the halacha that it's meratz when it's brought l'shel l'shma? Says the Gemara, Lemele, why didn't he just answer? Why didn't Rabbi Lazar just answer? Then Oshim Nami Osilachamisa. The halacha is that if somebody designated a carbon Oshim, and then Rachman Slon, he passed away, the Torah says, halacha, the halacha Moshe Sinai tells us, we leave that animal to graze until it becomes a balmum, and then we buy with the proceeds a carbon oil kaitz mizbeach. Oil kaitz mizbeach means they never want to have the mizbeach empty without having carbonus, so they use these funds to bring a carbon oil when there was nothing else doing on the mizbeach. So we see that the carbon asham is brought even when it's not going to affect what the carbon asham is supposed to affect. And therefore, as the Gemara asked, they asked, the same should be by carbon asham that was brought shaloi l'shma. That if the carbon asham was brought shaloi l'shma, it should be kosher, just ain't a maratza. Because we have a precedent that we have such a precedent by carbon asham that it could be brought and it won't be maratza. Amul Rav Shesh, to which Rav Shesh is respond, asham l'may karev, says the asham after Misa, why is it going to be brought? L'maisroi. What it means, it's the money goes to the fund for this oila. But it's not used as a carbon asham. Chatas nami. If that's going to be a proof, then chatas nami mikra karv maisroi. That if somebody designated two animals for carbon chatas, and one even though he only needs one carbon chatas, but he designated two animals, then in case something happens to one of them, he'll have the second one available. And the halacha is that if the first one is brought properly, the second one, which had this designation, should be left to graze and become a balmum and bring with it the carbon oila. And this carbon oila, even though there's clearly a halacha, as we've been saying, of chata shemesu balea, that won't be relevant here. So we see that the leftover chatas is brought even la'acha misa. Yet, even though it's brought la'acha misa, the halacha, as we've been saying, the Torah teaches us that a carbon chatas that's brought shaloi l'shma is pasul. And the question, therefore, here is, by carbon asham, that even though if it's sold and you bring it for oila, maybe that should not change, that if it was brought shaloi l'shma, it should be pasul, like the carbon chatas. Says the Gemara, chatas, you can't ask a question as from chatas to asham, because chatas, afagav the carbon maisroi, even though the halacha is that if you have leftover chatas funds, the halacha is that brought as a carbon oila, still the miyata rachmana, the Torah says that a carbon chatas, that shloi l'shma, should not be brought. As we've been learning, the Torah says, v'shachar oisoi, b'makam sheyishchar es oila fnei Hashem, chatas hu, as long as it's being brought for carbon chatas, if not. Says the Gemara, if that's the source, so we could say the same by an asham. Asham namik sivbe. The pasuk says v'hikta asam akoyin hamizbeche isha l'ashem asham hu. So we should learn from there that only if it's brought l'shma is a kosher, but if it was brought shaloi l'shma is pasul. Says the Gemara, hu, that pasuk is not speaking about that. That pasuk la'achak taras emek siv. It's not talking about the shechita. Ketanya, as the pasuk says, the pasuk says the word who by shechita by kar Pesach. Avol oshloi nami by who elo lach haktaras avarim, and by haktara, there's no way to say, suggests the Gemara, that it has to be l'shma, because the halacha is imloyik tiru who atzma the oshim imloyik tiru emurim. If the emurim weren't even brought, it's kosher anyway. So you can't say that the Torah is teaching us that the haktara has to be done l'shma, because the haktara is a kind of an avoida that if you don't do it correctly, it's also kosher. And Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lekach Toiv uses this Gemara to teach us a very important lesson, that if you have a avoida in a carbon where that avoida is not an essential avoida, he says, from here we learn that if it's an avodah which is not absolutely essential, then the halacha will teach us that if you do it wrong, it's not going to be ma'akev. Because if the whole avodah is not essential, then you can't say that if you did it wrong, it's going to be possible. You didn't have to do it altogether. So ask the Gemara, okay, so what is the pasuk? What is the word who, which is used by Kabbalah Rosh Lomeli, what is it here to teach? Says the Gemara, Rafuna Marav. Damar Rafuna Marav. Osham, that if the owner of the Kabbalah Osham passed away, and or he used a different animal, so the halacha is shenitik l'riya, that the halacha is that that animal should be left to graze till it becomes bamum, and then the proceeds will be used to buy a carbon oil up. V'shach to stam, and then they had this money bought, and they bought an animal, but they didn't have a machshava, kosher could be used as a carbon oil up. Because the halacha is, so we see from here, nitik, that's when the halacha will apply in. Then it's kosher without any special machshava. Loi nitik, but if it wasn't designated, loi, it won't be kosher, if it won't be automatically as a carbon oiler, because only when it was nitik l'ri'iya, that's when does it get the status of a carbon oiler, even without explicit designation. If it wasn't nitik l'ri'iya, it doesn't get that designation. So there are two pshatim that Rashi gives, what does nitik mean? One pshat is that Bezdin designated, and Bezdin said that this animal should be used, should be taken l'riya. Another pshat is that nitik means that it was given to the roya. Nitik doesn't mean that it was the Bezdin made this designation, the Bezdin made this psak, but rather nitik means that it was nitik l'riya, was given to the roya. And once it was given to the roya, then it automatically becomes a carbon oila. But until then, it's not automatically a carbon oiler. And the Gemara explains, my tama, why if there was no nitik, does it not automatically become a carbon oiler? I'm a kra, because the pasuk says, yehu, be'avasa yehei, it remains in the status of a carbon asham until you had nitik. Says the Yosra of Nachman, Rav Sheshi, Yosra of Adaba Masna, Gabayu, Yosra of Kamri. Hard to come, Rav Elazar, that this is where Rav Elazar said that as we started the shear, that if the carbon doesn't affect, it doesn't give the owner credit, why do we bring it? Matsinu b'boyin lachem mesa, we find by kabanas that are brought, the Rav Elazar said earlier in our shear, that we find that when a carbon is brought after the ptira of the person who designated the carbon, or brought the designated carbon is not here, that the halacha is shenk sherim v'emiratzim, says the Gemara, and that's why he said we have a precedent that you could bring a carbon. We see that a carbon could be brought even though it's not miratza. Says the Gemara, lemelu, why didn't Rish Lakish say hananami laisu alertzu? The Rabbi Rish Lakish attitude should have been the question you asked should be there as well, that maybe the carbon should be effective even though the person was not here anymore. Amalan Rabbi Adaba Masna, Where was Rish Loz's raya from Yeledis? Says the Gemara, imhi yoldo, if she had the baby and she needs whatever kapara the carbon brings, but now she's not here anymore. It's her children who are bringing the carbon. But now mi yoldo, so do they need that kapara? They're not here anyway. Masla Rashi, man lemlondi ika kama esagabo loimus kapara, who says that if this woman had a number of mitzvahs asay that she violated, that the oiler won't help for her. Just like if this woman, besides being a yoledes, also had a number of mitzvahs asay that she violated, this carbon oiler that she brings as yoledes would be helpful for her. Sagdamara, Yeshua Nami Mechapra. And similarly, even though she's not here, as we said earlier in our shir, since she's not here, she doesn't need a kapara, but the oiler should be mechapra for her children who are bringing the carbon. Says the Gemara, what you're saying now is, lememre de kanyalu, that the children become the owner of the carbon. says the Gemara of Amar of Yochanan, Haniach mincha lefnei l'shnei banav umeis. If somebody brought, the halacha is that a korban mincha can never be brought by partners. So the halacha is, somebody designated a korban mincha, and he passed away, and he made mincha l'shnei banav umeis, and he left over that korban mincha for his two children, kreva vein by shutfus. It's brought, but there's no shutus. If we're going to say the moment Yerusha happens, kanyalahu, it becomes theirs. So how could that korban mincha be brought? It's not the person who passed away anymore. They're not here. It's going to the children. But the children who are more than one, says the Gemara Nefesh Amrachmana. The Torah says that only one person could bring a korban mincha and not two, says the Gemara. The loikan yulhu, if we say the Gemara, if we'll say that it doesn't become theirs, ask the Gemara v'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, haniach behema v'shnei banav v'meis. If somebody designated an animal for a carbon, and he had two sons and he died, kreva v'ani yarshim emirim ba. The animal is brought, but we know that the Torah says zois tiatar that loya merenu. You're not allowed to substitute one animal if it's a healthy animal for another animal. But Vimham Yomer, Torah teaches if one does so, for Yehu Usmarasai Yekaidish. Says the Gemara, Yeah, Bishlam Kanyalahu, if we say that the Yorshim become the owners, so now we could understand Alocha, Hainu De Mamirimba. We could understand Alocha why tomorrow will not be effective, because these two children are the Yorshim. And have a shutfim, and the halacha is shutfim lematzim amirim. The halacha is that tamura cannot be done by shutfim. Eliam kanyulei, if we're going to say that loy kanyulei, that doesn't become the children's, that means it's still the father's, so still the father's, he's the sole owner. So maori nami limra, why can't we do tamura on it? Says the Gemara, shani hasim, you can't bring a rye from tamura. There's a gzera by there's a Xeris Hakosav by Tamura, the Pasuk says, Homer Yomer, the rabbis as a Yairish, that a Yairish can do Tamura, that, but there's Alocha that Echad Meimer Vein Shnei Mimirim. But this question that the Gemara is still not clear is that how does the Alocha view that if somebody designated a carbon, but was not able to bring the carbon because he passed away, and now his yorshim are going to bring the carbon. How does the halacha view that? How does the halacha view that situation? Has it become the property of the children, or is it still the property of the person who was nifter? That is a question that the Gemara will continue to discuss in our coming shiur and mitzvah Shabbos.